I'm Josephine Reed from the National Endowment for the Arts with the Chairman's Corner, a weekly podcast with Marianne Carter, Chairman of the Arts Endowment. This is where we'll discuss issues of importance to the arts community and a whole lot more. 2020 has been a remarkably horrible year. But one thing that may be able to transcend the gloom is the holiday season. I mean, if for no other reason, it means 2020 is coming to a close. And Marianne, I know you have a special take on this year's holiday season, and you wanted to share a classic and a true story from more than 120 years ago.
That's right, Joe. It's a story about faith, of hope, imagination, and childhood wonderment. It's a story about overcoming cynicism and pain. And I think that's something we can all use this year. It's a story about and behind. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Let me give you a little of the backstory. In 1897, Dr. Philip O'Hanlon, a medical assistant in New York City, was asked by his then 8-year-old daughter, Virginia, whether Santa Claus really existed. O'Hanlon suggested she write to The Sun, a then prominent New York City newspaper, assuring her that if you see it in The Sun, it's so. In doing so, Dr. O'Hanlon had unwittingly given one of the paper's editors, Francis Church, an opportunity to rise above the simple question and address the philosophical issues behind it. And the editor, Church, he had been a war correspondent during the American Civil War. And having seen the suffering and horror, Church felt that society had lost its hope and faith. And although he didn't have the patience for such superstitious beliefs, and he also refused to attribute his name to the editorial did run in the newspaper. And more than a century later, it is the most reprinted editorial in any newspaper in English. And I'm going to read from the editorial, the question and then the response. And the letter from Virginia starts, "Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus?" And then the response to Virginia in this editorial. "Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished." You see, Joe, while Virginia's anxiety about whether Santa existed was calmed, paused at least until she was older, the reason that the editorial lives on today is the message that the belief in Santa, like love, empathy, devotion, lives in all of us. And it doesn't matter where we live, or frankly, even when we live, those values are part of the collective spirit that makes us human. And now more than ever is when they are needed. And we can't deny them any more than we can deny the existence of Santa Claus.
That was Marianne Carter, Chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts. Keep up with the Arts Endowment by visiting our website at arts.gov or by following us on Twitter at NEA Arts. For the National Endowment for the Arts, I'm Josephine Reed. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.